everyone. Welcome back to A Cup of English. Today is Wednesday, March the 13th, and I bring you a basic pronunciation practice, number 6. My name is Anna, I'm English, and I bring you A Cup of English for the week. On Mondays and Wednesdays, we have our basic pronunciation practice, and we have regular intermediate podcasts on Tuesday and Thursday. Remember, the app is available in iTunes called A Cup of English, and you can also join my Facebook page, which is called Anna from A Cup of English. You're all welcome. Okay, so we're going to continue with our student's life. She has found her way to the science department in university. She has had a few conversations and has taken a test. So let's see what she's up to now. What did you find out about retakes? What did you find out about retakes? We can retake small tests. We can retake small tests, but not end of term, but not end of term finals. Oh, we can retake small tests, but not end of term finals. That makes sense. That makes sense. Thankfully, I did okay on the last test. Thankfully, I did okay on the last test. So, I won't need to. Yes, my result wasn't too bad. I got 85%. Yes, my result wasn't too bad. I got 85%. Good job. I got 80%. Good job. I got 80%. Are you going to the library later? Are you going to the library later? No. I'm going to a club with friends. I need a break. No, I'm going to a club with friends. I need a break. Okay, I'll have a look at two or three words or phrases, and then I will repeat the dialogue nice and slowly, and hopefully you can follow along or try to repeat what I'm saying. It's important for you to hear yourself say the English. My first point is found on the third line when it says, "That makes sense." Now, when we speak English at a normal speed, a conversational speed, sometimes the words appear to join together. I've mentioned this before. If a word ends in a consonant like a T and the next word begins with a T, it's as if the two words become one. Well, it's the same with other consonants. And here we have the letter S. When I speak very slowly, I can pause in between each word. I can say, that makes sense. But when I speak more quickly, the makes and the sense come together. And it's like this. Makes sense. That makes sense. That makes sense. It's almost like saying make and sense. Because there are two S's, we only hear one. So that's important to remember. On line number 4, after thankfully, we hear I did okay. It's a very common way of saying I did well or I did fine. So don't worry about it being colloquial. It's very normal and sounds very native. I did okay. And the last word I want to talk about is the word library. It's a little bit difficult to pronounce sometimes because of the two R's. So let's practice. Library. 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 Good, and obviously with practice you will learn how to say it correctly. So here's the second reading. What did you find out about? Oh, we can retake smalls, but not end of term finals. That makes sense. Thankfully, I did okay on the last test, so I won't need to. Yes, my result wasn't too bad. I got 85%. Good job. I got 80%. Are you going to the library later? No, I'm going to a club with friends. I need a break. Okay, well, thank you for joining me today. I hope this basic pronunciation practice is helping you. Please feel free to email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com with your questions, comments, and suggestions, and I promise to email you back. Until tomorrow, take care. Bye-bye.